Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. In the first four segments of this evening's show, we'll celebrate an even dozen birthdays without any big long bios. And for the last segment, it'll be a phonograph, some records, and you. Bob Herring was born last week on August 21st in 1896. Here's Bob Herring and his orchestra with one I haven't played on the show before.
When you smile, I'm in a heaven, it's true. cuddle close to you. Ain't got a sword, I'm just putting it mild when I say that I'm wild about you. Angel child, oh baby, I'm just wild about you. Angel child, sweet mama, say that you love me too. In your arms forever I stay. You drive away shadows of gray when you smile. Oh, Henrietta, I'm in heaven, it's true. Cuddle closer to. Ain't got a child, I'm just putting it mild when I say that I'm wild about you.
Jack Teagarden and his orchestra, with Jack himself providing the vocal on Just a Little Dance, Mamzelle. Just a Little Dance, Mamzelle was written by Charles O'Flynn, Ben Gordon, and Pete Wendling. That recording was take 3 from a session recorded on October 1, 1930. It was issued on the Crown label and credited to the Imperial Dance Orchestra. Take 2 from that same session was issued on the Vocalion label in Australia and also credited to the Imperial Dance Orchestra. Trombonist, bandleader, composer, and vocalist Weldon Leo Teagarden, better known as Jack, and if my name were Weldon, I'd go by Jack also, was born August 20th, 1905, in Vernon, Texas. He was also known as Big T, the swingin' gait, and the father of jazz trombone. Before Jack Teagarden, it was Al Jolson, with Charles Prince and his orchestra on January 17th, 1922, and Angel Child. Angel Child was composed by George Price and Abner Silver, with the lyric by Benny Davis, writer of Margie, Make Believe, Sweetheart, It's You, and I'm Nobody's Baby. Benny Davis was born August 21st, 1895. Born the same day as Benny Davis, August 21st, but a year later in 1896, was Bob Herring. We started the show with Bob Herring and his orchestra and the Bully Boulevard Hop, credited on the label of that Romeo 78 as the Romeo Dance Orchestra. The vocalist, Arthur Fields, whom we spotlighted a couple of weeks ago, wasn't credited at all. I'm credited as Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Continuing this dozen birthday edition of the show, here's Nick Lucas, the crooning troubadour.
This old world was just as sad a place for me as could be. I was lonely and blue. This old world then changed to paradise for me suddenly. Why? Because I met you. All the wealth and power I may never find, still as long as I have you, dear, I won't mind, for I'll get by as long as I have you. Though there be rain and darkness too, I'll not complain, I'll laugh it through. Poverty may come to me, that's true, but what can I say? I'll get by as long as I have you.
Thank you. I'm up a tree, goodness knows. Don't know my head from my toes. Each move I make simply shows I'm blue.
Right.
No fooling, old Lizzie,
yes.
Get busy.
No.
And name the day, old Lizzie, I love no one but you.
I feel that we're both engaged now. Dear, dear, one is made from two. Which of us is you? Dear, it's too good to be true.
Jack Payne and the BBC Dance Orchestra, with Jack himself providing the vocal on Dear Dear from October 28, 1930. All three of this segment's subjects were born on August 22nd. Wesley Vivian Payne was born August 22nd, 1899. Dear Dear is from the Rodgers and Hart show Evergreen, starring Jesse Matthews, notable for its rotating stage and set designed as a ceiling, for the number Dancing on the Ceiling. Matthews also starred in the 1931 film version. Richard Rodgers wrote Dear Dear for his new bride, Dorothy. Irving Bebo was born August 22, 1889, in San Francisco. In addition to writing tunes for the Ziegfeld Follies and Greenwich Village Follies, he composed scores for more than 300 films, as well as college songs such as Sing UCLA. He also wrote O Lizzie, which we heard performed there by the University Six. Irving Bebo died of a heart attack in Hollywood, California on May 2, 1962. The University Six was the pseudonym used by Columbia on their Budget Harmony label for the California Ramblers. The vocalist on that February 1, 1927 recording was Hal White. We began the segment with the crooning troubadour Nick Lucas and I'll Get By, recorded January 17, 1929. I'll Get By was composed by Fred Allert with a lyric by Roy Turk. Nick Lucas was born Dominic Nicholas Anthony Lucanese on August 22, 1897, and his recording career spanned 8 decades, from making test cylinders for Thomas Edison in 1912 to an LP in 1980. Still more birthday salutes, this one to Wendell Hall.
What's this old world coming to? Where's this old world going to? With its bustling, hustling up-to-date ways. Each invention brings a change, something new and something strange. But what puzzles me are the gals of nowadays. Oh, the way they're addressing and the things they do keeps me a-guessing, I'm a-telling you. There's a trick in picking a chick, chick, chicken today. Gray-haired Granny and Sister Sue, I can't tell them apart, can you? There's a trick in picking a chick, chick, chicken today. You must be wise, you must be gifted to recognize a face that's lifted. Oh, the way they're addressing and the things they do keeps me a-guessing, I'm a-telling you. There's a trick in picking a chick, chick, chicken today. Oh, the way they're addressing and the things they do keeps me a-guessing, I'm a-telling you. There's a trick, picking, picking a chick, chicken, chicken today. My great-grandmother, 83, wears a skirt up above the knee. There's a trick, picking, picking a chick, chick, chicken today. Her baby sigh would sure delight you. She'll say if I had teeth, I'd bite you. She bobbed her hair and she showed her ears. She's been fooling them 60 years. There's a trick, picking, picking, a chick, chick, chicken today. Oh, the way they're addressing and the things they do keeps me a-guessing, I'm a-telling you. There's a trick, picking, picking, a chick, chick, chicken today. Every moan on a saxophone empties out some old lady's home. There's a trick in picking a chick, chick, chicken today. A man gets in an awful muddle. He don't know who he's trying to cuddle. Get a queen outside in the dark alone, then find out she's a chaperone. There's a trick in picking a chick, chick, chicken today. There's a trick in picking a chick, chick, chicken today.
Wonderful song. You brought time.
You don't hear him much on this show, but there was Bob Crosby and his orchestra pushing the boundaries of our 1920s and 30s parameters, and The World is Waiting for the Sunrise from August 29, 1939. The music was written by concert pianist Ernest Seitz. This was an instrumental version, but there are lyrics which were written by Gene Lockhart. The leader of his band within a band, the Bobcats, was born August 23, 1913. Before Bob Crosby, it was America's sweetheart of song, Ruth Etting, and Deed I Do from December 1, 1926. Deed I Do was written by Walter Hirsch with music by Fred Rose. Fred Rose was born August 24, 1897 in Evansville, Indiana, but by age 15 was playing and singing in Chicago clubs. From composing popular songs in the early 20s, such as Charleston Ed and Deep Henderson, he went on to become a driving force in country and western music in the early 40s. He died December 1, 1954 in Nashville, Tennessee. We started off with Wendell Hall, best known for It Ain't Gonna Rain No Mo' and the novelty song There's a Trick in Pickin' a Chick Chick Chicken, written by E. Ray Getz, who also brought us If I Knock the L Out of Kelly, Sure He'd Knock the L Out of Me, and When You've Picked Your Basket of Peaches. Known as the red-haired music maker and the pineapple picador, Wendell Hall was born August 23, 1896, in St. George, Kansas. He died April 2, 1969, in Fairhope, Arkansas. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL 88.7 Avalon in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, shamrockradio.com, and on iTunes as a podcast. The last segment of our dozen birthday salutes starts off with the Nat Starr Band.
Love, sweet love, crazy people, crazy people, crazy people like me go crazy over people like you. Crazy clarinet player. He's gone crazy. Now listen to that slippery trombone player. He's gone nuts too. Can't keep this crazy clarinet player out of it at all.
Cuckoo, I do.
Hot Stuff with Claude Hopkins and his orchestra and California Here I Come, written by Joseph Meyer and made famous by Al Jolson. Pianist, composer, arranger, and bandleader Claude Hopkins was born August 24, 1903, in Alexandria, Virginia, and was active right up until his death on February 19, 1984, in the Bronx. You heard solos on that January 13, 1933 recording by Bobby Sands on tenor sax and Ed Hall on clarinet. Before that was a nice record, but one of those that I call unresolved, where the song ends on a minor chord. That was Ben Burney and his Hotel Roosevelt Orchestra and Speedy Boy from March 22, 1928. Speedy Boy was composed by Jesse Greer, born August 26, 1896, in New York. Early in his career, he worked as a theater pianist, and he began composing in the mid-1920s. That was an instrumental version, but there are lyrics which were written by Raymond Clagas and sung by Scrappy Lambert in his recording with Ben Burney's orchestra. We begin that final birthday segment with Les Allen taking the vocal honors with the Nat Star Band on Crazy People, written by Edgar Leslie and James Monaco. That recording was made in London on October 25, 1932. Charles Nat Star Solar, better known as Nat Star, was born August 24, 1887, in Tarnopol, now part of Poland, but at the time part of Austria. His father died when he was very young, and he was raised in the Norwood Orphanage in London, where he learned to play clarinet and saxophone.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
You've no doubt heard the line, "A jug of wine, a loaf of bread, and thou," from the Rubaiyat of Omar Khayyam, the 1859 translations by Edward Fitzgerald of poems by the Persian poet, mathematician, and astronomer. Al Dubin and Billy Rose might have had that line in mind when they wrote "A Cup of Coffee, a Sandwich, and You," which was recorded by Nick Lucas, Jack Hilton, and Roger Wolf Kahn, among others. Well, here are some other pairings with "You."
Thank you. stars and you. Midnight and a rendezvous. Your eyes held a message tender, saying I surrender all my love to you. Midnight brought a sweet romance. I know all my whole life through, I'll be remembering you, whatever else I do. Midnight, where the stars and you. Thank you.
underneath the moon in Florida. I love everything that you do. It's paradise in Florida. Your smile, your size, your wonderful charm, your lips, your eyes, your two loving arms. I love you, my darling, I do. Florida, the moon and you.
From a Brunswick 78 waxed June 17, 1926, that was Carl Fenton's orchestra with Florida, the Moon, and You, written by Gene Buck. The label of that record just says with vocal quartet, but in fact the four voices were actually Franklin Bauer, Charles Harrison, Elliot Shaw, and Wilfred Glenn, who were, of course, the Revelers. When they were credited on Brunswick, the Revelers used the pseudonym the Merrymakers. Before that was our old friend Irving Kaufman with The Ambassadors, directed by Louis Katzman on a Vocalion 78 waxed March 28, 1925, and Twilight, the Stars, and You. Twilight, the Stars, and You was written by Nacio Herb Brown, composer of Avalon Town, The Doll Dance, You Are My Lucky Star, and lots more. That was preceded by Al Boley with Ray Noble's orchestra and Midnight, the Stars, and You from February 16, 1934, written by Jimmy Campbell, Reginald Connolly, and Harry Woods. We began that And You set with Ted Weems and his orchestra and Nothing on My Mind But the Moonlight, the Starlight, and You. Parker Gibbs provided the vocal on that April 5, 1928 recording. Nothing on My Mind was written by Ted Fiorito and Gus Kahn. And guess what? We've got time for one more. Here's the record I mentioned in the intro to this segment. That's got kind of a quirky end to it. Roger Wolf-Kahn and his orchestra, December 15th, 1925, and a cup of coffee, a sandwich, and you. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.